That's Andy Baskin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan is sitting behind the glass right now, standing actually. And of course, we have Anthony Allant with us right now. The Brown season starting 1 week from Sunday. I can't wait. You can't wait. Let's get some real football games and away we go. But the talk building up everything going on in this season is just, to me, fun. This has been really good. And there's a lot about this football team that, to me, is a curiosity. A curiosity in so many ways. We'll break some of that down next week. But there was something that came out earlier this week that I saw and I thought, wow, that's really interesting. Back in the day, in fact, it was 1999, Tim Couch was the number one pick for the Browns. And there was conversation that Akili Smith.
Oh, it was the big debate.
Was under consideration for that.
And it was straight Gabriel Sanders debate.
Akili Smith was the first guy that made me think, wait a minute. You can't take a guy number one who had one good year of college football. And as it turned out, Akili Smith was competent, but didn't have a great pro career.
Yeah.
But he was a competent quarterback. And he was on Anscape on Monday, did an interview with Anscape, which is an ESPN
entity
platform. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. And he was asked about the Browns and he was asked about Shedeur Sanders. And Akili Smith, you know, he played in the NFL, played quarterback, did a good job. And he said this. He was not a great quarterback, but, you know, he had an NFL career.
Right.
He talked to them on Monday, and he said about Shedeur Sanders, he must embrace the situation, listen, and learn. He said that's his only path to the field. And then here's the direct quote. It's going to be hard, very hard. Just where he is right now and the things he needs to work on, it's a lot. If he stays positive and works hard, he still has a chance. But the tape is clear as day. This is Akili Smith on Shedeur Sanders of the Browns. And then he kept going. And the gentleman who wrote this story is Jason Reed. And Jason prefaced this last quote by saying, the eye test is too important to be ignored, Smith explained. And here's the explanation. This is Akili Smith on Shedeur Sanders. I know fans don't want to hear this, but you can't deny what the tape is saying. If you take some time, break down the tape, and you understand what concepts they're running, you see that Dylan Gabriel is ahead of Shedeur. No one who looks at the tape of those two and understands what they're looking at could see it any other way. Again, here's Akili Smith on Shedeur. Gabriel is ahead of him, and the big thing is pocket presence. He said Shedeur took a sack in that last preseason game. It was ridiculous. You had all these people blaming the line. He's dropping back too far. He had to step up in the pocket or throw the ball away. It's one or the other. And then kind of encapsulated by Jason Reed, he said, problem is, Smith said, few of Sanders' defenders on social media are viewing his situation realistically. They're thinking with their hearts. And then Akili Smith, it's fine to want him to do well. I hope it works out for him. But this stuff is happening on social media. It's not logical. Everyone was going hysterical and blaming the line. That wasn't on the line.
I'll go back. There's a couple points that I want to make on this. One, I think it, in the interest of fair, you do have to ask yourself, where did Akili Smith play? College.
Oregon.
And Mr. Gabriel?
Only 1 year, but Oregon last year.
Smith was only there, 2 years? He was a transfer, too, at that point, when he went there. Yeah, and so, yeah, because he went to Grossmont in 95-96, and then he was in Oregon 97-98. So I think in the interest of equal time, just to say that, I don't know that changes my opinion on what he had to say. The very first line, Jeff, in there about how hard it is and taking advantage. Do you still have that first line? The very first line.
Hold on, let me go back.
You said,
find it.
because I think Shador is actually...
It's going to be hard, very hard. Just where he's at right now and the things he needs to work on, it's a lot. If he stays positive, works hard, he still has a chance, but the tape is clear as day.
I thought there was another line in there where he's got...
Well, there are a lot of lines in
there. Yeah, but there was one early that, like, I think Shador actually said about, you know, I just got to do what I can do, take my chances, and when I get the opportunity, I'm going to take advantage. I thought there was an opportunity line in there, which, to me, that made sense. That's quarterback to quarterback. That's guys that understand how to play the game, and I think Shador, I think Shador knows what's going on here. I think he's been very honest in his press conferences.
Yeah.
I think he knows where his opportunities are. Was he frustrated the other day in the preseason? Yeah, he was frustrated. I get it. I want him to be frustrated. Like, I don't...
Can't argue with that.
I don't... You can't be like, I made a mistake.
But you also have to...
figure out how to fix it.
And you have to know you're on a team, and it's a team concept.
Yeah.
And as it turned out, what we floated as an idea was right, it seems. Kevin Stefanski wanted to see if the field goal kicker could make a game-winning kick. And how are you going to get in field goal position? Well, not with what Shador showed you earlier in the game. Maybe Tyler Huntley can do that, and they did. You know, penalties help, but yeah, it happened. More from Akili Smith here. And this is interesting. He said, I was watching ESPN and NFL analysts Dan Orlovsky, Ryan Clark, talking about the tape. I agree with what they were saying. Dylan Gabriel's tape is just better. I agree with them because I'm seeing the same things. And then he had another good quote here. Anyone who has such a long way to go has to keep his nose clean, not turn on the organization and keep working. He has to put everything he has into continuing to get better each day. And that way, even if it doesn't happen in Cleveland, you're still giving yourself a chance. You'd show other teams that you want this, how much it means to you, and then maybe it happens somewhere else. But I think
it's even harder as a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
Because every team knows they had a chance to take you at one point.
Now, I take all of what he said there, Akili Smith, former Bengal, and I think of it this way. Nothing wrong with any of that. These are both young quarterbacks, and they have work to do.
Yeah.
That's okay. See,
why do people get so crazy when we say, hey, let Joe Flacco start this thing and let's see where it goes while you give these guys, literally, they just started. I don't care if they've been here since the draft. I mean, there's still bathrooms in the facility in Berea they don't know how to get to if they need to get there. Give them a couple minutes to understand where they're at, what they're doing, and how they can get better. Because the league is ruthless.
You know, my hope for the whole thing was that somebody whose age started with a 2 would be good enough to beat out Joe. And they weren't. And Kenny Pickett wasn't on the field, couldn't be healthy enough. And Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders weren't good enough yet to beat out Joe. Okay, good decision by the Browns. I mean, you don't want to put a rookie out there and have him completely overmatched or not be able to give your team the best chance to win.
Right.
I was hoping one of them would elevate their game and be able to do that. They couldn't do it for game one. Can they do it sometime during this season? Maybe they can.
Well, I think people felt that Sanders did that in game one, that by throwing 2 touchdown passes.
Yeah, well, Gabriel did it in game...
his efficiency on third down to me just was impressive.
Gabriel's?
Yeah, he was really good. And I got all that, and I understood. But I also think that you're in a position where you have 2 young quarterbacks. And
both had their moments, Andy, and both had other moments that weren't very good.
True. And what is that called? That's a rookie.
That's learning.
That's what rookies do.
Either a rookie.
You know, Joe has that too. I mean, Joe has a tendency to throw to the other team. That's bad, not good.
But see, here's the thing. It's either a rookie or a guy who's not going to be good enough to get it done.
I think they think Joe's good enough to get it done.
No, I don't mean Joe. I mean the other guys.
No, I know. But, you're saying of which one they'll hang on to long term?
No, either guy or both. You know, I mean, because we can sit here and say, well, those are rookie mistakes. Yes, many times they are. But you also see those mistakes from veterans who just aren't very good quarterbacks.
No, that's fair.
You know, and so we have to sit here and wait as the Browns figure out, okay, can Shador be a good quarterback in this league? Can Dylan Gabriel be a good quarterback in this league? And then that's okay.
There is a challenge here for both of these guys, too, and for Shador a little bit. The challenge is harder because he is a third-string quarterback. I mean, let's face it. I mean, who knows? We may see Gabriel against Cincinnati. If something goes sideways.
We could see him on the second play of the game.
You're right.
What did Aaron Rodgers got hurt in New York on, Dan, was it his third play as a New York Jet or was it his fourth play? Third or fourth play as a Jet, torn Achilles.
The first drive, and I think it was might have been even the first pass play.
He's out. you know, for the season. Okay, well, that could happen. You don't want it to, but that could happen. So we'll see how that plays out. Dylan Gabriel is in a position as right now the backup quarterback where if he gets his chance, Andy, and I hope he does despite the fact that I know what it means, he gets his chance if Joe Flacco gets hurt or if Joe Flacco doesn't play well.
Right.
I want Joe to be healthy and I want him to play well. But boy, do I want to see Dylan Gabriel. And he'll be the first guy up, at least as of now. And then we'll find out, okay? Could this guy possibly keep the Browns from drafting a quarterback next year?
Do you remember how I said Kevin seems to be doing things a little bit differently, more intense, more intensity? I actually think that when he made the decision to take Sanders out and put Huntley in to get that game-winning field goal, it's almost like a good manager going to get the closer in some ways, or the experienced guy to finish up the game to make sure that you can close it out. I wonder if things go sideways for Joe. Remember, he didn't say, who was it, the coach that said, this is our quarterback for the entire season? Was that Indy?
Yeah,
with Daniel Jones. He said he's our starter for the whole season. You know, Kevin didn't say that about Joe.
He said he's starting week one.
And so it makes you wonder if that's what they're going to say about their starting quarterback. What happens if things go, I'm just saying, what if things go sideways for Joe in the first game? I don't want them to, trust me. I want him to be able to get
well,
to
none of us do.
I don't want any of that to happen.
You're right.
But I wonder, in Kevin's mind, in a traditional situation, would he stay with the veteran quarterback the entire game? Or in the fourth quarter, would he go to the bullpen? That's my question. And so I want to see if Kevin has changed maybe some philosophy on that too.
We'll be talking more Browns throughout the day. Throughout the week ahead, because the Cincinnati Bengals come into town a week from Sunday. As things get going, I can't wait. Bill Bender covers football for the Sporting News. Bill's based here in Ohio. He's going to join us next right here on The Fan.